This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to wake up, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. We are the Juckies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Juckies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? If you are, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Here is our team. It's your pal, Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes. On your Twitter, at CakesFlops, on the seldom-used Instagram. I'm joined by Eric Bickle. He's sitting right here.
Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Right. Hello, sir. How are you? Hope good. All's well.
All good.
Also joined by Jason Bishop. He's in Ashburn, VA.
What's up, boys?
What is up, sir? Hope all's well with you.
What's up, Cakesy?
John Paul Flame, I believe, is in the Outer Banks, so he will not be joining us.
What day's today? Tuesday? He today, comes back Thursday, I think.
Today
right?
is Tuesday. Yes, that's correct. And he will be back in studio, I believe, on Thursday.
Right.
And we are, of course, joined by the fellows behind the glass. It's the Matt and Matt Show, the producers.
Right.
Hello, boys.
The two boys that you spent hours with yesterday.
Get your Father's Day cameos.
Get your Father's Day cameos. Yes, yes. Be sure to do that.
Yeah, rock and roll on those.
Father's Day cameos, brisk business around this time of the year for the producers. And yes, we did spend a lot of time yesterday. We're going to give the full recap at 7 a.m.
I got you.
Today.
Did you guys ever live stream? I didn't see.
We did not.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah. Once we got out there.
Didn't seem like it.
It was just low priority. Especially
yeah.
when I showed up at 11:59.
Yeah.
So you got there late. Yeah.
He got the yes, he did get there
although,
late.
Although he beat Cakes and Cowboy Todd to the first hole.
That is correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They, got, they took a tour of the course.
We did take it. We wanted Valdez.
Well, clueless.
All we wanted to do.
Beyond clueless.
We wanted to get a view of all the holes
right.
before we actually played them.
What was the first hole for you guys in the shotgun?
Number six.
I'm trying to think.
It's a short four with a big tree on the right and water before
the water on the left.
Yeah, yes. Before the green.
Yeah.
Well, okay. We'll get the
so
whole
they,
recap.
So they took a tour.
Okay. But we did a tour, yes.
I was following Cowboy Todd a little bit because he was putting some stuff out there.
Yeah.
And the way his timeline, or maybe he was just posting things later, it seemed like maybe you guys didn't get off until like 2, but you guys got off at noon.
Oh, no. They got off.
They were right off.
They were right on time yesterday.
Right at noon? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So usually, sometimes when you go to these scrambles and these charity events,
30 minutes late-ish.
Like, there's a super long, like, here are the rules. Here's what you have to do. Here's what you can't do. Cart path, whatever. And it takes forever. And 30 minutes later, then you're out at your first hole. Yeah. Not yesterday. It was.
The charity benefited the military.
Military precision.
Yes. Yeah. Very precise on
understood.
Time.
Understood.
Yes.
I just was under the impression maybe that it started at 2 because. The way Cowboy, some of his videos were hitting. So maybe he was just taking time to upload them. I don't know.
Yeah, could have been.
But anyway.
I have so many questions. I don't know if I can wait an hour.
I think you can wait.
I don't know. Can I just ask this?
Yes.
What was the winning score?
Oh, I can't tell you that right now.
That's top secret?
Yeah, you got to wait.
Yeah, we're going to have to sit on that one, I guess.
Well, I can't. I don't know.
I'll be honest with you. Jason, I'll tell you.
Yeah, not your score. Yeah, the winning score.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what the winning score was because I didn't stay for the dinner.
It was,
so I don't know what it was.
It was 15 under.
All right, that's what we thought.
Winning score.
I said yesterday
under.
It'd be about 13 to 15. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they sell Mulligans?
They did.
They did.
Oh, I'm
so
sure
the move
did.
Always is just say you bought Mulligans. I mean, that's what we always did.
Yeah, you buy 50 Mulligans.
Everyone's usually very liberal with their scoring and those type of scrambles.
Oh, yeah, they're
they are.
The one time I haven't won many of those, but one time we did win. We had some low score, and then and then we were like, yeah, you know, we used our mulligan here. They were like, your mulligans? This tournament didn't have mulligans.
Oh, shenanigans.
We're like, well, yeah, we bought our mulligans. They're like, no, they didn't sell mulligans here, dummy.
Well,
stole four silly golf bags from the pro shop.
Or, you know, what you do is you walk in and with a scorecard that's halfway filled out, mm-hmm. and then you see what the winning score is, and then you fill it out.
Well, every time there's a Captain's Choice tournament, anytime you win the tournament and you walk up to collect your, you know, prize or whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone always call BS.
Oh, right? Yeah, of course.
Everyone looks you over and says, how that dumpy force of.
Call you out. Yeah.
Unless you're, you know, four, you know, club pros, people are going to say, oh, that's BS. They didn't finish 15 under. You can never really win, but.
Yeah,
that's
but
what I thought it would be about 15.
It does feel good though to win one of those. Now, trust me, I'm not in a group that wins them a lot. I've been involved in one. In all of my years of playing charity events. But feels kind of good when you go up there and you get your gift card or you get your claw. It feels good.
Oh, yeah.
The eyes are upon you, but it does feel
like,
good.
You feel kind of like a baller.
Well, I knew I wasn't a baller. I was just with a group that was actually really good.
I think Haley's Comet comes around more often than Cake's walking up to be a winning part of a foursome.
Correct.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Is Cakes winning anything?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Poker. That's right, true. Cakes wins at poker.
Guys getting swallowed by whales when they're lobster diving. That happens more than Cakes winning.
Okay, now it's getting to the point of piling on. Okay? Guy getting swallowed by a whale. Okay. But you're pretty much correct, yes.
Yeah. All right.
So we will have that full recap. Starting at 7.
And can I ask another question?
I don't
question.
Think it's going to be a one-segmenter.
Can I ask another question?
Sure. Yeah.
This has nothing to do with the golf.
All right.
What time did you get home, Cakes?
I got home. I did not eat the dinner. I got home at 6:45.
Wow. So I'm guessing the tournament went from about 12 to 5-ish, maybe 5:15.
I think we were out on the course till about 5:15, 5:20.
All right, so it took you about an hour and 15, hour and 20 to get home.
About that.
Yeah.
Standard, you know, coming from Fairfax to the O-Town.
Yeah.
Nothing outrageous.
What was the worst stretch of traffic? Was it right there on the Beltway in Virginia?
American Legion Bridge.
Yeah, getting back into Maryland.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's typical.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. That whole stretch is a disaster.
All I know is Valdez tweeted that we'll be surprised by your score, so that means you guys did better
this
than
we
thought.
This is Matt Valdez.
Or absolutely worse.
Or we could have been.
No, I don't think that's possible.
Full-on disaster.
I don't think that's possible. So, yeah.
All right.
What did we predict? We predicted yesterday.
His goal was 4 under, I think.
Yeah, I went under that. I think I predicted 2 or maybe even par. I don't know. I can't remember what you predicted.
I can't remember. I think I said around par. But
I will say that early in the round, Valdez said something along the lines of, getting picked to be even this disrespectful. I feel disrespected.
Right.
So. He was pretty serious heading into yesterday.
No, I know that. And then I think somebody tweeted, it might have been Valdez early, that you guys birdied like the first or second hole.
Oh, Cakes tweeted that.
Yeah, I did, yes.
Yeah. So they got an early birdie. Did they just go on a bogey stretch in a charity golf tournament?
It's
hard to imagine, but maybe. I mean, they did have Cowboy.
I don't know.
Did have Cowboy.
Well, remember,
out the
Cowboy shoots in the 70s.
Is that what he claims on 9?
Yeah, remember that's how he got.
He hits a 7-iron 175. Remember,
his average score is around a 85, and his best score is a 78.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's how he got in the group.
He's a baller.
Oh, yeah, his grandfather was a golf coach.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Remember, he's a baller.
Okay.
He's borderline Corn Ferry player.
Well, I saw his swing on Instagram a couple days ago. So.
Hard to imagine. I didn't see that.
Hard to imagine. By the way, did you read about the Corn Ferry guys that were fighting?
And
they got arrested or something? I think one guy got arrested. Yeah. In the Monday qualifier.
They're brawling out of the course?
Yeah, I think because of slow play or something, somebody said something. And next thing you know, they're full on, they're going at it.
Okay.
And the security came out and they said, you want to press charges? And he said, yeah. And they... They arrested one of the guys.
Slow play. He's complaining about slow play. Have him come out to a scramble where the foursomes are double stacked on the tee box.
Yeah, right.
Are you kidding? He can, that guy can kick all the rocks.
I think there was, it had something to do with not helping each other find balls or something. Something right. Weird. I didn't care that much to read about it. But, yeah, that guy on the Monday qualifier for the Corn Ferry was definitely arrested. Are you reading it, Jason?
Austin Daly and Luke Smith got into it.
Yeah. Like full-blown scrapping.
How are you going to press charges? That's one of those things you get up and you go, nah, that's embarrassing.
No, the guy attacked him, so he's bitter.
Still.
Yeah. By the way, I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but you guys are dog guys. All you guys are, not me. I mean, dogs are fine, whatever. Just I don't have one. Barry Bonds was at the Westminster Dog Show, apparently. And
yeah.
did you guys saw the story? And he owns a dog, I guess, with his sister. And he said, look, my sister does most of the work here.
Right. He's just lending his name to it.
Right. I mean, this is a guy who was hired by a batting coach for the Marlins.
And
he was
I believe so.
Like sleeping in the clubhouse. I mean, I think his work ethic at this point is maybe.
I think he could have a side hustle as a valet, Drab.
Right.
We'll just leave that there.
Right. Just fall asleep all the time. But anyway. Barry Bonds and his sister had a dog in the dog show, and I wanted to know if you guys know anything about the type of dog he had. Let me see here.
Was it a schnauzer?
A miniature schnauzer. It didn't place or anything. Didn't make the finals.
His name's definitely Rocky.
But I guess it's a big deal. I don't know how you get into the dog show. There obviously are some preliminary events.
Uh-huh.
What do you have to do? I mean, I've seen the dog show occasionally, like for 30 seconds. They run around and they do like tricks or something. They do an obstacle course.
You're getting your bits mixed up. There are events where dogs will, like, you know, it's like a mini equestrian type deal.
Yeah, right. They navigate an obstacle course.
But like the right. Westminster Kennel Club dog show is like, that's like the NCAA tournament of dog shows.
Right.
Yeah. Like they bring the dogs out. They're all in different groups.
Full bred dogs.
Your toy
by the
groups.
Way.
You got your sporting group. You got your working group.
Right.
And then they look at the dog. They put it on a table. They grill it. They go up and down.
Well, don't they also run him around?
They want to see
its gait. The judge looks at the dog first, and then they take it off the table, and then it does a lap around the circle, and then it goes back to its spot while the other dog does the same bit.
And to get to that point, you've obviously had to, I don't know, do well in some previous event.
Yeah, I mean, you're in the dog show circuit. You don't just show up at the Westminster Silly all of a sudden.
You have to qualify.
Here's my silly dog.
I think there's
entered in the show. Yeah, there's like rungs that you have to get to.
All right.
Yeah, I think there was 2,500, maybe 3,000 dogs that tried to enter, and I don't know how many dogs actually get into the final.
So, what is a miniature schnauzer? I have no idea what a schnauzer looks like.
It's like that old Scottish tiny
little
dog.
They've got the long. It looks like they got a beard.
Uh-huh.
Come on, EB. I grew up with a standard schnauzer. Yeah. You came over every day.
It's
you Andy petted it.
Yeah, it's a nubber.
Is that true?
This is a nubber dog. It's embarrassing for the home run king to have
like
this dog.
Right? So this
it's a shrunken down version of one of the dogs I grew up with. Yes.
Right.
The winner was...
It's actually ugly.
The winner was a Pekingese.
Correct.
What's a Pekingese?
Long,
just a
hair.
Little rat dog.
Tiny dog.
How do you spell Pekingese?
P-E-K-I-N-G-E-S-E.
All right.
Yeah, Wasabi was it.
By the way, speaking of...
I've seen this kind of dog before in the thing. Don't they win a lot or no?
I don't know. Sure.
I think it's the fifth time that breed has won.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of rats and rat dogs, definitely saw a rat on the sidewalk two blocks away.
Of course you did.
A dead rat or a...
No, a live,
it was probably
scurrying
the
rat.
Fat one?
Dead rat, no.
It was probably the size of a schnauzer.
No, it was actually kind of small, but it was definitely a rat.
Yeah.
Don't think it wasn't Valdez.
Can you imagine
Don't think you're not going to play rat later in the show, too.
Can you imagine being in the jungle and be starving and naked?
And have to eat one of those things?
Have to eat one of those things?
I mean, it's a horrifying thought.
No, I can't imagine it because that would never happen.
Those guys
I'll never be in the jungle ever.
Okay,
unless
or the
I'm
bayou
in a,
or wherever.
Unless I'm in a plane that crashes in a jungle.
Let's say
it's the only way.
Let's say the plane crashed in the jungle and you survive.
And I survive somehow, which is the ultimate one-outer.
But you're in the middle of nowhere, and so you're months away from being found.
Okay, yeah.
And you're scavenging for food, and you literally, you see a rat, and you chase it. like it is Pam Anderson naked when she's, you know,
in her prime. Yeah, of course you would. You're starving to death. You would try to eat it. It's a food source.
Dude, my wife and I were catching up on Naked and Afraid XL, the newest one, the 60-day challenge. And I keep telling you, they're eating like rats. They're actually trapping alligators, 9 and 10 foot alligators,
right,
getting in the water, cutting their heads off, eating alligator. I mean, it's unreal. I wish you guys would be with me on this.
I told you
it
I watched an episode.
Fantastic show.
And I have too much new Bachelorette to watch, EB. How can
is there
I fit
a new
in?
One?
Yes.
Who's hosting it now? And Chris Harrison got 25 milli to go away.
That's an unbelievable story. Everybody should be so lucky to be Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
It is being hosted now by two of the former Bachelorettes, or is it three, Valdez? Who am I missing? Yeah, two of the former Bachelorettes are hosting. They're doing the hosting duties at this point.
Oh, so they don't have like a full-time host yet?
Not yet.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I have to catch up on that. I have to stay current with that,
so
EB.
It's the Bachelorette, so you got like
a bunch of dudes. Yeah, a bunch of ripped dudes. Yeah.
Is there any like chubby dudes?
No.
No.
No, there might be a few skinny guys, but there's no fatties.
What about a fat funny guy?
No, none of them.
Wow. So all those guys that are all
like,
models.
There's
and
like
20.
There's like 22 chiseled dudes,
yeah,
and like three like just kind of like
dudes.
Skinny guys.
So the chiseled dudes are all boring and good looking.
Yeah, they're all
I mean, they're dumber than a box of rocks,
right?
Of course they are.
Zero personality.
Why is that? It just seems to be a thing, right?
I don't know.
Because they're too busy getting chiseled, and they're not reading any books.
Yeah, they're doing sit-ups.
They're hitting the gym.
They're getting cultured.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not Renaissance men like these guys.
Right?
Like all these guys sitting in here.
See? Abs are overrated.
Abs, please.
Way overrated.
By the way, yesterday it was warm.
It was warm.
Yeah.
You're
borderline
correct.
Hot.
Yes.
Were you awake when the storms rolled through?
Yeah. I mean, it woke me up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're already in bed.
Well, it was 10 o'clock in my hood. I don't know what time it
yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It was up
oh,
till
yeah,
about 10:30.
Yeah, I was definitely asleep by then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely woke me up, and it was windy.
Yeah.
But it was warm yesterday. I went to see my buddy's daughter's district championship lacrosse game.
All right.
Nice. Riverside High School. So congrats to them. They beat Stonebridge to advance to the States. But I was out there from, 4:45 to call it 6:30. And, man, that was warm. And I was thinking about you boys out on the golf course, although your round was already over.
Lots of sunscreen, Jason. Lots of it. Loads.
Right.
A lot of spray.
But it was warm yesterday.
Yeah. It was nice
silly.
And toasty.
I liked it. It was in a hot tub.
That's just so weird.
All right, when we come back, we're going
to
get into the
me.
Junk sports page. The Nationals get a win last night against the Pirates.
They made it interesting, though.
They did. NBA playoff action and more. That's next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back to the Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll have our full charity golf recap at 7 a.m. You don't want to miss that. All the details from what went down on the course yesterday. What did the Junks foursome shoot? How do we perform? We'll let you know at 7. But right now it's time for the Junkies Sports page, which is brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified Hub Zone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
Just look at the FanDuel numbers on the U.S. Open. John Rahm is the favorite. He's at 9.5 to 1 right now.
Mm-hmm.
DJ's 15 to 1. Bryson's 16 to 1. Koepka 18 to 1. I'm trying to look to see.
Justin Thomas. What is
Justin
he?
Justin Thomas is 23 to 1.
Wow.
Let's see. Finau's 24. Cantlay's 24 to 1. Of course, Rahm had that huge lead at the Memorial, but then came off the 18th green on Saturday, and he was told that he failed a COVID test. So, but he has been cleared, so he's rocking and rolling. He'll be ready. Shoffley 17 to 1. I'm just trying to pick my golfers. Cakes, I've had such bad luck in our pool.
Yeah, I am flailing. I'm towards the bottom of the standings. It's not been a banner year.
Let's see. This past week, I had at the Palmetto, I had Patton Kizzire miscut,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And I had Alex Noren miscut.
Ah.
Week before that, I had Hideki finish 62nd. I had Morikawa who did finish second, but I won zippy money on that. I mean, 3 weeks ago, I had Shoffley, Fleetwood, both missed the cut.
Yep.
I'm just plummeting in the standings. So I'm just kind of going through the golfers, and you know, I've used a lot of these guys already. I don't know. I don't have a vibe yet on who I'm going
to
pick.
I'll have my vibe when Kenny Kim sends me the list of who to choose from for the U.S. Open. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out.
We'll have our draft on Wednesday, correct? Tomorrow?
Yes, that is the plan. That's correct.
$30 a man.
30 per head.
It's going to be a nice take if one of these guys wins.
It's a tasty pot. It's tasty already. I like it.
Anyway, so John Rahm is your favorite on FanDuel. All right, so we talked about the Nats. They made it interesting, fellas, but they got the win 3-2. Schwarbs hit a bomb in the seventh to break a tie.
He's been kind of on fire.
He has been heating up of late.
Yep.
But again, it's just one of those games where, I mean, they just struggle. They rarely just blow out a team 8-1, and when they just chill. This game went deep. Seventh inning is when Schwarber hit the bomb to break the tie.
Doesn't matter, Jason. You're like, you don't get style points.
I know. I get it.
Just get the dub.
And I said, they need to sweep the Pirates. Now, I don't know if they will, but they certainly need, at minimum, win the series.
Yeah.
But Schwarber led off, and he was 2-for-3, and they ended up with just 6 hits. Lester pitched 5 1/3, only gave up 2 runs. Bullpen was good. Suero, Finnegan, Rainey, Hand. Hand got his 12th save. But they win the game 3-2.
Hand has settled down, right, after a kind of uneven start. He settled down a little bit, so that's good for them. Scherzer did, I guess, he's going to miss his next start. And I guess they're going to decide today whether or not they're going to put him on the injured list or not. It may only make a couple-day difference, but they're saying there still is a shot he might be able to pitch this weekend. So they're going to see how he feels. Of course, my guy, Chris O'Leary, the pitching mechanics guy, very controversial pitching mechanics guy, on Twitter yesterday was saying it's not as growing. It wasn't as lat. It's all the shoulder. And I asked him why, and he says it's just, the kinetic chain of events. They're not addressing the root source of Max Scherzer's timing problem. So it'll be something to pay attention to here over the next few months.
Yeah, and he was originally scheduled to go in the day game tomorrow.
Yeah, game 3 of the series.
Yeah, which is a 4:05 start.
Right.
So they're going to push him possibly to the Mets series. Right, so Corbin goes tonight against Tyler Anderson.
And he's been very up and down.
But I don't know, maybe they go nuts and score 5 runs tonight, Cakes.
That'd be nice.
Hey, you know what? For all the hand-wringing about the Nats and the fact that they're 7 games below 500 at this point, imagine being a Pirates fan. They're 23-42, and you know they have no prayer of doing anything.
Right.
Except for basically finishing in last place.
Or how about if you're a Diamondbacks fan and they lost again last night on the road in San Francisco?
Yeah, Drab, if you're a Diamondbacks fan like you, because you lived in Arizona for 5 minutes.
Now, the longest losing streak in Major League history on the road is 22. The Mets and the Athletics, the Mets from 1963 and the A's from 1943, lost 22 straight road games. The D-backs are now at 20. Which tied the 1916 A's. So two more losses on the road in this series against San Francisco, and they'll tie the longest losing streak on the road.
Which is so weird.
Hold on a second. You're telling me the A's have been around since 1916? They have to have started at a different place.
They started in Philly.
Okay. That makes sense. Now that makes sense.
Yeah, they weren't in Oaktown the whole time.
Okay.
But two more losses by the D-backs, and they'll tie that streak, and they lost last night.
So they've lost 20 straight on the road.
Correct. That's, and they've lost, I want to say
they've lost 28 total on the road. What's interesting is they must have started 9-8 on the road because they're 9-28.
Yeah, I think they got off to a decent start.
They must have gotten off to a decent start.
So why aren't we fading them every game on the road? What are we doing?
Well,
I mean the odds are going to be outrageous against
them. And the Pirates.
What are you doing? I've been playing.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. They've lost 11 straight.
Missing opportunities.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
If you look at their last 10, they're 0-10.
Yeah.
Right. And they've lost 11 straight.
Right. That is stupid that we're not jumping on that.
That is dumb. It's officially dumb.
Yeah, I made a bet over the weekend on one of the lacrosse games in the PLL, and it was I had to put up $10 to win $3.
Right, uh-huh.
Still did it, still winner. I mean,
yeah.
Who doesn't like to bank a nice small win?
Yeah, I mean, it feels kind
of
stupid.
Of course
there's
you
do. There's like no value there, but the value is you know they're gonna win.
Right,
it pays off.
You know you're gonna cash in.
Right.
I don't know why you're not texting me fatties in the PLL.
I've been doing well with that. I think I'm like 4-1.
By the way, speaking of injuries to pitchers, Tyler Glasnow is having a great year for Tampa. I mean, he's just killing it. He's up there in strikeouts. His total records, he's 5-2 with a 2.66. He's got 123 strikeouts. I'm not sure where the 123 ranks right now in baseball. It's certainly near the top. But he had to leave the game last night, right elbow inflammation.
Mm.
So now they're a little bit scared that their best pitcher had to leave the game, and they're going to reevaluate with the coaching staff and, of course, with the medical staff on Tyler Glasnow. So, you know, these guys just keep getting hurt, man. You know, I don't know if that's because of his mechanics, but he's had injuries before. But you got to be scared if you're the Rays.
Yeah,
here's why they're getting hurt, because it's not natural to throw a ball 95 miles per hour.
Well, exactly.
100
or 100, yeah. Like
right.
He throws.
Yeah. Well, and everybody throws over 95 now.
Yep.
And that's O'Leary's whole thing is that it's overload, and these guys are doing all these tricks to get an extra 2, 3, 4 miles an hour, and the body just can't take it. Eventually, it's going to break down.
And last night when he was on the mound, he's just shaking his arm. You know, he's doing this and doing this.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. You knew it was bad. So he's going to have an MRI today. All right, NBA fellas, couple games last night in the playoffs. First of all, the Sixers and Hawks played game 5. Actually, I'm sorry, that was game 4, wasn't
game
it?
Game 4,
yes.
Yeah.
Game 4.
In Atlanta. And Philly got up to a huge lead. They were up 18 at one point. I was watching it, and they were up 18. I said, this game's over. But Trae Young had some huge buckets down the stretch. John Collins hit a huge 3 when they were down 4 with 2 minutes left. They come back, and they beat the Sixers. Trae Young had 25. Didn't shoot the ball great, but hit some huge shots late.
He also had 18 dimes.
And he had 18 dimes.
And Embiid went ice cold in the second half. 0 for 12 in the second half.
Yep, and he had a couple good looks too late. So did Curry. But Atlanta gets the win. So they tie that series up at 2. 103-100 is the final there, KXC. Did you watch any of that?
I watched a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't say I watched the whole thing, a little bit.
And then the Clippers beat Utah to tie that series up. I think that was 118-104.
Correct.
And Paul George and Kawhi both had 31. So that's 2-2. Going back to Utah for game 5.
The NBA news that jumped out at me was after I was adamant that Kyrie was going to play in game 5, they say, nope, he's out. I don't think they've announced Harden yet.
Yeah, Harden's out.
But Harden's out too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to no Harden, no Kyrie, and Steve Nash said he doesn't know when Kyrie's coming back.
Yeah, so that's just hilarious because I was like, yeah, they'll get him back. They'll
find a way.
I know,
you said they were going to fly him over to Japan or something.
Yeah, they'll do whatever they have to do.
Get stem cell.
My tingle play of the day is the Nets plus 4.5. I'll take the Nets plus 4.5 at home, even down their two of their top three stars.
All right, can I book it?
Yes.
Oh, you just want to book it.
Yeah, I just want to book it.
Book it.
I don't care.
$5.
How about the $5 that you owe me?
That's fine. We can roll it. If I win, we're square. If not, I'll bet you $10.
You're free rolling, Lurch.
Yeah, it'll give me some interest.
Good.
Yeah, all right, that's a good
deal.
I
assume that's an early game.
It's 8:30.
Ooh.
I need Durant to go for about 43 for me to have a shot.
All right, so I'm giving you 4.5 tonight.
I mean, you are giving me 4.5, correct.
What time did you tuck yourself in? We didn't even start dinner last night. You guys would both be horrified by this until after 8 p.m.
Well, that's just mega tilting. After 8 p.m.
Our kids had things, and there was some shopping that had to be done. And
look,
you know,
if you have, like, lax games or whatever, I can kind of understand
practices.
That.
But, kids had practices.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get
what
back.
What time did I tuck myself in?
Yeah, but about 7:30?
No, it was kind of a later night because my wife and I went to see that my buddy's daughter's lacrosse game.
Oh, right. Yeah, but you said you were there until like 6:45.
Yeah, then we went to dinner.
Ah, where'd you go to dinner?
We went to Clyde's, which is right near my house.
Right.
And so it was a little bit later for dinner than I'm used to. And probably got home at, let's call it 8. And then took a shower, started watching some games. So I probably didn't fall asleep until about 9:10.
Is that Clyde's always like jammed? Like, you know, typically.
No. It's big. Not. So it is
big.
It's really big. No, it's not. It wasn't jammed last night. We just sat at the bar.
And isn't that just like Cheers, like the same donks go there all the time, like all you Ashburnites?
Yeah, I mean, it's been there a while. It's
been,
they got the regular
been there forever,
crowd.
As far as I know.
Yeah, they got the regular crowd.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
So, I mean, when you go in there, are you like,
No, I don't go there a lot.
That was never one of your spots, though, because you were always like a bonefish guy.
Right. It's not one of my regular spots.
But everybody.
But it's really near, it's really close to my house, so I love it.
But does everybody know you there?
No, not really.
Do you know
the bartenders? I know the bartenders because they've been there for a while.
Right.
But no, I don't frequent it. I mean, I probably once every few months.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. But I had some salmon with garlic mashed potatoes. It's so yummy.
Sounds delicious.
All right, last but not least here, Major League Baseball, getting back to baseball, we've been talking about the sticky stuff on the balls.
Spider tack.
Spider tack is just big. But Major League Baseball is apparently going to announce today that it's going to suspend players caught with any foreign substances for 10 days with pay to help curtail widespread.
Though.
With pay. But that's going to be 10 days. They sent a memo out to all the teams. And apparently, since June 3rd, what are we at? June 14th? Is today the 14th?
Yeah.
So, since June 3rd, Major League Baseball...
15th.
Today's the 15th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since June 3rd, the collective batting average has gone up 11 points.
Oh, really? So, maybe it is having an impact.
I think it is, because a lot of these guys are just starting to throw with nothing on the baseball to get used to it. And you're seeing team batting average go up.
Did you read the article in SI? You know, SI.com. Nobody gets the magazine anymore, I don't think. But it was all about the Angels clubhouse guy that they fired.
Right.
Who was, I guess, Troy Percival, maybe years ago, started. He had this concoction of whatever they use, pine tar and water or whatever. He had, like, these three ingredients. And when he left, he just kind of became the guy. Mm-hmm. And they fired him. MLB made an example of him, even though they say there are clubhouse guys all around baseball that were doing this. But he kind of became known as the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knew he was doing it. But they made an example of him and fired him. Now he's suing baseball. And he's showing receipts. And you have texts from a guy who's allegedly Max Scherzer asking for the sticky stuff. All these different guys. I'm not accusing Max of anything really nefarious. I mean, guys were just using this to get better grip on the ball. But Max was definitely one of the guys named in there.
Really? I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Of course not. Why would you be surprised?
I'm just assuming everybody's using something.
They're all doing it because they're not getting in trouble for it. Why wouldn't you do it? If it gives you an edge.
They're going to, if they catch you starting June 21st.
Yeah.
Read the article, Jason. You'll be interested in it.
Yeah, 10 days. So you can't even mess with that. You know what I mean? I mean, what if you're coming down the stretch and you're a couple games out of the wild card and you need to win a game and you get caught with this? Now you're out 10 days, so you can't even chance it.
Got to take a break. Jason mentioned he went out to dinner last night. Did he perhaps have America's favorite vegetable with his dinner? We'll tell you what that is next here on The Fan. Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington.
Can I tell you what is a funny bit?
Sure.
That I know that Drab Valdez and I do.
Okay.
I don't know if others do this. Is I don't know if this is something that happens in the regular workplace for regular people, but a lot of us follow the same people on Instagram. And I'm not going to give names, so don't worry. But what's hilarious is when, like, a coworker or someone that you know that's a little awkward, likes a big butt pic on Instagram. And, like, or you see, like, a hot pic of someone, a mutual acquaintance, and you see, liked by Drab T-shirt, liked by Matt Valdez.
Oh, yeah, liked, sure. Yeah.
Or liked by, you know.
Takes flops.
Maybe one of the guys that does, like, sports updates. You know what I mean? Or, like, yeah. You know, a guy, like, he's in his 60s.
Sure.
And there's, like, some 17-year-old girl at the beach with her ass hanging out. And
yeah.
And we, a lot of times during the break, we'll just go in there and we'll just look at, we'll scroll through Instagram and we'll see who liked the pic. I mean, you could even do it, even with someone like Paige Spiernak, right? Mm-hmm. You could just see the thirsty guys that are liking those pics. I always like them because for some reason, you know, we've had Paige on the show a few times.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
No, right, but yeah. I mean, I do. And then I just do. And she follows me, so I get psyched that she follows me, so I like her stuff. And the pics are awesome. I mean, I'm not saying the pics aren't awesome.
Are you buying this?
Huh? No, I'm not trying to. I'm just saying, sometimes you like something, but you go, I can't like that because then people are going to see I'm liking this thirsty pic.
Yeah, they're going to think you're horny.
Right, you're exactly. A big giant creep.
Some guys don't care, though.
Some guys don't. They just put it out there.
They're repeat offenders.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of funny. But Jason's not into that because he's not in the whole social media world.
He's missing out.
He's missing out.
Yeah, there's social media etiquette.
Right? It's hilarious, though. We were kind of breaking each other's balls about, like, pics that each other's liking.
Mm-hmm, yep.
You'll see, liked by EB Junkies.
Sure.
Liked by Drabby. Do you try to keep it on the down low, Drabby?
I don't. I actually try not to do that.
You try not to like it?
Well, especially on Twitter. Twitter, you can't because it's going to pop up in someone else's timeline.
Well, Twitter, most people don't really put that many. It's mostly an IG thing.
Oh, I could show you some people that
really?
That like perverted stuff on Twitter that shows up on my timeline.
A lot of thirstiness on your timeline?
Yeah, maybe former radio engineers.
Oh.
Yeah, you told me that before.
Okay. Right.
That dude was liking like porno chicks.
Former.
Right?
Former.
Yeah, former.
Former, yeah. Yeah.
Radio
yeah.
insider.
Trying to,
like
trying to track
like
who
a really
this
nice
is.
Guy, like religious guy, like liking like porno stuff. Yeah, no, I know, I remember.
Radio inside.
Like, I
so
think maybe
dicey.
That guy had, like, fallen off the wagon when that happened.
Hey, sometimes people have life leaks sometimes. They just can't help themselves.
Yeah. I got you, baby.
Right. So anyway, so that's what we were doing during the break. We were breaking each other's balls for who was liking certain pictures on Instagram. It's actually kind of a funny bit.
It's so dicey. Drabby says I'm missing out. I just don't even think about that.
It's not in your world. You're not connected, so you're
and
fine.
You know what's funny? It'll never be in my world.
Yeah, you're old school. You're like Barkley. People were saying, I know Grant and Danny had Barkley on, and I didn't listen to it, but apparently it was awesome, right? Barkley did two segments of them, and I can only imagine how good it was. And I'm not sure if it was Danny, but somebody was saying on social media, like, imagine how great Barkley would be on Twitter. Barkley would be fantastic.
Yeah, he'd be awesome.
But he's just not. It's not in his world. He never will be.
No.
And Lurch is the same way. Never will be.
Never.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. You don't want, you're not cluttered by it. You got enough.
I mean, it would just take up even more of my time during the day.
Yeah.
I want as much free time during the day as I can get.
Yes.
And you
free
guys,
time is very valuable.
And I see how my daughters are during the day if they got nothing going on. All they're doing is on TikTok and IG and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Young teenage girls.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
It's a show.
And I try and, I mean, I borderline take their phone away from them. I just rip it out of their hands, say, all right, we're going to do something. All right, let's go somewhere. Let's go for a drive. Sometimes I'll do that. Because if they just lay in their bed and just they're on their phones, it's a waste of life.
Yeah, my 12-year-old the other day, I told her she fell asleep and she had her phone on her chest, right? And it was plugged in.
Right.
And it was just scrolling through TikTok.
Just giving her all that good radiation up close and personal.
So it's giving her probably like breast cancer. And it was just, the phone was just, it was just scrolling through TikToks one right after another.
Mm.
you know?
Oh, and she was asleep, so it was
no,
just automated.
She was asleep, and I could hear the music or whatever was going on all the way in my room. So I was like, what is going on?
I mean, it's just killing their brains.
EB's like, what's Bryce Hall up to today?
Right.
I haven't.
McBroomy.
Yeah, right. McBroom.
I wonder how long you are on your phone during the day.
Me?
Yeah. I mean, how many hours?
I'm not on my phone as much. I'm on my computer all day. I can't get enough scrolling through timelines and
Daily Mail horror stories.
Yeah. I don't know. The internet is like this vast resource.
Yeah.
And I've whittled it down to about three websites that I go to.
Daily Mail is clearly
Daily
one
Mail,
of them. What are the other two?
I check that about every hour for the
DuckDuckGo.
No, that's my search engine. No, really, like Daily Mail, like Google News, and like ESPN. That's the whole internet is basically whittled down to three sites for me. Or if I order something on Amazon. Like, I don't have, there's no cool new site where you could get information. All I'm interested in is I just want stories. I just want stories that we could talk about.
And porn.
Well, that's a whole separate genre. Yeah,
that's dark web stuff.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about adult content. That's a separate issue.
So I'm guessing on those three sites, you didn't see what America's favorite vegetable is.
No, I didn't.
No, but I did think of EB when I saw this.
Story?
Yeah.
I actually am a huge this vegetable guy.
I don't think Jason is, though. Jason, did you see the story?
Oh, I'm a huge. Is it a broccoli? Yeah.
It is. That's America's favorite vegetable.
I had it last night, although I had broccolini. It wasn't broccoli.
Okay.
What's the difference?
It's like skinny broccoli.
It's a little smaller, a little skinnier. Yeah.
No, dude.
I had that last night.
Every single time I go to Safeway, I get like three heads of broccoli.
Mm.
Every single time.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love
it's
broccoli.
Our number one go-to is broccoli.
Cakes, you like it?
You're not a broccoli
guy? I like
guy?
It. It's not my I wouldn't put it as my favorite because this is a biased study because it was run by Green Giant. The frozen vegetable giant.
I got duped.
So of course it's what they deal in, broccoli, corn, and carrots. Mm-hmm. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but your undisputed one seed of vegetables, because I believe this is considered a vegetable, is a potato. Who wouldn't like a potato over all of those other items?
Of course
you would. Mm. But Green Giant's doing a bit, so they're like, hey, buy more of our broccoli. By the way, broccoli's the number one vegetable.
Broccoli's great for you. Shiitake mushrooms, great for you. I keep telling you.
Does that have cheese? Is it covered in cheese?
I mean, you can cover it in cheese. It makes it better.
Really, all you need is butter.
Sprinkle some Parmesan on top of some broccoli.
Good. We have broccoli, honestly, probably four or five times a week, easy. Because it's so, all you do is just chop it up, put it in the steamer.
And steam it up. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you got it 5 minutes later.
I thought you were an asparagus guy.
Yeah, asparagus
I
is
like
selling.
I like asparagus, but it is so putrid for what it does to your urine.
Smelly pee.
I know.
It is, it is awful.
Yeah, I don't really care.
It smokes me out of the room.
I know, but the... No.
Oh, yeah, the smell
That can't
of,
be a reason you don't eat it more often.
That
you
is know, a reason. It's actually a delicious vegetable.
You know what you're sleeping on? Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob is
can't
delicious.
Can't have corn when you're low carb. Corn has too many carbs.
Well, just I'm YOLO.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
I mean, come on.
I'm just trying to lose some weight.
Corn with Old Bay all over it.
Slathered in butter.
Oh.
So delicious.
Why am I trying to lose weight? Trying to lose weight because I got fat.
You did not. You know who's fat? The guys we went to high school with who I sent a picture to.
You sent me those pictures. They're unbelievable.
Those guys are fat.
Yes, I can confirm. I didn't know those guys.
At one point, I topped out at like 232. That was too fat for me.
Okay, but you're not 232 now.
No, I'm like 217.
Yeah, so you're fine.
I'd like to get to about 205. That's my fighting weight.
You don't need to. Okay. You're missing out on life if you really aren't eating corn on the cob because you think you're fat.
Yeah, especially in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
I like corn on the cob.
Such a good summer
veggie.
That
you're not
But if I had corn on the cob, you understand, I would slather it in butter.
Of course.
And it would be white with salt. Right. Like
that's
the only way to eat it.
Yeah. Do you understand how good the garlic mashed potatoes that I had last night were?
Those sound delicious.
And you won't eat that.
Right now, right this second.
Oh, yeah,
once
exactly.
I get to my fighting weight, then I'll have it mix
yeah,
it
then
in.
Then you'll yo-yo back up.
No, I'll mix it in. I'll mix it in.
All right. All right, I got to hear what happened with the boys yesterday at the Purple Heart.
All right, we're gonna get the golf recap, and then also at 7, we got two actually A Washington football team topics today. Dan Orlovsky, who's been on this show before, who Drabby believes he discovered, has Washington picked as one of the NFC top teams.
By the way, why isn't Dan Orlovsky on the show to talk about it?
Because he's just too busy.
He's too busy now. He's too big time.
He's on ESPN every day.
Oh, so
but we can try to get him
get.
Again. But Orlovsky's gone public. Washington's one of his hot teams. And Lewis Riddick also. We're talking about Lewis Riddick. He has Washington as a clear-cut
favorite.
Everybody's
jumping on the bandwagon.
Everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. Yep. Yep. All right, so when we come back, we'll get into the whole charity golf outing that these boys had yesterday. Find out what those boys shot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.